This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 13, The Awful Fate of Mr. Wolf. Uncle Remus was half-soling one of his shoes, and his Miss Sally's little boy had been handling his awls, his hammers, and his knives to such an extent that the old man was compelled to assume a threatening attitude. But peace reigned again, and the little boy perched himself on a chair, watching Uncle Remus driving in pegs.
"Folks, what's allers pesterin' people, and botherin' longer dat what ain't dared? Don't never come to no good end. Dar was Brer Wolf, stid of mindin' his own business. He had a taken go in partnerships with Brer Fox, and dey want scarcely a minute in the day dat dey want after Brer Rabbit. And he kep on twel fust news you knowed, he got caught up with monstrous bad."
"Goodness, Uncle Remus! I thought the wolf let the rabbit alone after he tried to fool him about the fox being dead."
"Better let me tell it this year my way. By and by he'll be your bedtime, and Miss Sally been hollering after you, and you be a wimpling round, and then Mars John'll fetch up with the rear with that there strop what I made for him."
The child laughed, and playfully shook his fist in the simple, serious face of the venerable old darkey, but said no more. Uncle Remus waited a while to be sure there was to be no other demonstration, and then proceeded.
"Brer Rabbit ain't see no peace whatsomever. He can't leave home except Brer Wolf would make a raid and tote off some of his family. Brer Rabbit built him a straw house, and it was torn down. Then he made a house out of pine tops, and that went the same way. Then he made him a bark house, and that was raided on, and every time he lost a house, he lost one of his chillens. Last, Brer Rabbit got mad, he did, and cussed, and then he went off, he did, and got some carpenters, and they built him a plank house with rock foundations. After that, he could have some peace and quietness. He could go out and pass the time or day with his neighbors and come back and sit by the fire and smoke his pipe and read the newspaper same like any man would got a family. He made a hole, he did, in the cellar where the little rabbits could hide out when there was much of a racket in the neighborhood, and the latch of the front door caught on the inside. Brer Wolf, he see how the land lay, he did, and he lay low. The little rabbits was mighty skittish, but it got so that cold chills ain't run up Brer Rabbit's back no more when he heard Brer Wolf go galloping by. By and by, one day when Brer Rabbit was fixin' fur to call on Miss Coon, he heard a monstrous fuss and clatter up the big road, and most fo' he could fix his ears for to listen, Brer Wolf run in the door. The little rabbits, they went into the hole in the cellar, they did, like blowing out a candle. Brer Wolf was fairly kivered with mud and mighty nigh out of wind.
"Oh, do pray save me, Brer Rabbit," says Brer Wolf, says he. "Do please, Brer Rabbit, the dogs is after me, and they'll tear me up. Don't you hear 'em coming? Oh, do please save me, Brer Rabbit. Hide me somewheres where the dogs won't get me."
No quicker said than done.
"Jump in that big chist there, Brer Wolf," said Brer Rabbit, says he. "Jump in there and make yourself at home."
In jumped Brer Wolf, down come the lid, and into the house went the hook, and there Mr. Wolf was. Then Brer Rabbit went to the looking glass, he did, and winked at himself. And then he drawed the rocking chair in front of the fire, he did, and took a big jar of tobacco.
"Tobacco, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy incredulously.
"Rabbit tobacco, honey.
You know, this here life everlasting, what Miss Sally puts among the clothes in the trunk. Well, that's rabbit tobacco. Then, Br'er Rabbit sot thar a long time, he did, turning his mind over and working his thinking machine. By and by, he got up and sort of stir around. Then Br'er Wolf opened up.
Here's the dogs all gone, Br'er Rabbit.
Seem like I hear one of them smelling round the chimney corner just now. Then Br'er Rabbit get the kittle and fill it full of water and put it on the fire.
What are you doing now, Br'er Rabbit?
I'm fixing fur to make you a nice cup of tea, Br'er Wolf. Then Br'er Rabbit went to the cupboard and get the gimlet and commenced fur to bore little holes in the chist lid.
What you doing now, Br'er Rabbit?
I'm boring little holes so you can get breath, Br'er Wolf. Then Br'er Rabbit went out and get some more wood and fling it on the fire.
What are you doing now, Br'er Rabbit?
I'm a-chunking up the fire so you won't get cold, Br'er Wolf. Then Br'er Rabbit went down into the cellar and fotch out all his chillens.
What you doing now, Br'er Rabbit?
I'm a-telling my chillens what a nice man you is, Br'er Wolf. And the chillens, they had to put their hands on the mouse fur to keep from laughing. Then Br'er Rabbit, he got the kittle and commenced fur to pour the hot water on the chist lid.
What dat I hear, Br'er Rabbit?
You hear the wind blowing, Br'er Wolf.
Then the water began fur to sift through.
What dat I feel, Br'er Rabbit?
You feels the fleas a-biting, Br'er Wolf.
They're biting mighty hard, Br'er Rabbit.
Turn over on the other side, Br'er Wolf.
What dat I feel now, Br'er Rabbit?
Still you feels the fleas, Br'er Wolf.
They eat me up, Br'er Rabbit.
And them was the last words of Br'er Wolf, cause the scalding water done the business. Then Br'er Rabbit called in his neighbors, he did, and they held a regular jubilee. And if you go to Br'er Rabbit's house right now, I dunno but what you'll find Br'er Wolf's hide hanging in the back porch, and all because he was so busy with other folks' doings. End of chapter.